Congrats on signing with Shadron State for to continue your wrestling career. What? Tell us about what Shadron State, what drew you to signing with the Eagles wrestling program?
I mean, at first, just kind of visiting, going around visiting colleges, seeing like what would be the best fit. And I went there, and the coach was really welcoming. I mean, he was with me throughout the entire visit. And, I mean, he really just explained, like, his values in the team and, like, what he saw, like, what he wanted to make the program into. And I think just aligned with what I wanted a lot. And it just is pretty close to home, which I actually wasn't expecting to like so much. But I really liked it there. Felt like home. Felt like a place that I really wanted to be. So
somebody you know and love is going to Laramie County Community College to play volleyball. Now, was that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, well, it's a couple hours difference. Did you guys figure out what's the travel between Shadron and Laramie County?
It's about 3 hours.
Oh, it's nothing.
Somewhere between 2.5 to 3, which is nice because me and my sister, we are really close to each other, like really close. So, I mean, we wanted to stay close to each other. So that was really nice.
Was there ever talks? I'm sure there was ever talks of, hey, we've been in high school all together. Let's go to the same college. Is that always maybe brought up a conversation every now and then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, before, like, we knew where we wanted to go and everything and started going on visits, like, we always thought it'd be really nice to go to the same college. And, I mean, this is about the closest that we could do. I mean, we have to follow our own paths and, like, go after, like, what we want. And that might not always be on the same path, but it was really nice that our paths are pretty close together. So it's only a few hours drive.
What a dominant senior season in high school wrestling. You won it as a junior. Won it as a senior. Wow, two incredible years for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It was a journey for sure.
And to go through the state tournament, pin, 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 pin. I mean, everything was a pin. You didn't give those Heather gals a chance at all, did you?
No, I mean, and yeah, going into it, because I wasn't ranked first this year going into it. I think I was actually ranked third, if I'm correct. I think I was third. And I mean, yeah, I mean, just you guys go into it, like, just not thinking about that kind of stuff. And, I mean, definitely took a toll on me for a while. But, I mean, like, once I get past it mentally, I mean, it's not really a thing.
Now, I look back through your opponents of the state tournament this year, and, gosh, you faced a couple of young ladies, had 45 wins and 45 wins. So, the wrestlers along the way had won a ton of matches along the way, hadn't they?
Oh, yeah. And they were, yeah, none of my opponents were any joke. And you have to, like, go into it thinking that you're going to have a full match, like, never thinking that I'm going to go in and pin this girl because, I mean, I think that's kind of, like, overlooking them in a way. But, yeah, just taking every girl like you're going to go the full match with them.
Now for Shadron State, what have they told you as far as next year? Do you stay at 145? Where do you kind of think you'll be next year's weight class up there?
Yeah, that's the plan, is to go to 145. But, I mean, we'll see. I'm not sure what other girls they have specifically at the weight classes around that either. So we'll play with that also and see how that goes.
And so has college wrestling always kind of been the plans? Or maybe just over the last couple of years, hey, I've had some pretty good times in high school. Let's see what we can do in college.
Originally, when I first started wrestling, I never thought I wanted to do it in college. I started my sophomore year. And after doing it 1 year, I was like, yeah, I don't think this is something I want to continue into college, but I definitely want to finish out my whole high school career doing it. And then even throughout my junior year, and even at the end of my junior year after my first state championship, it was never something I wanted to do in college. But I did some out-of-season wrestling stuff, and I finally was on a dual team. And having a team like that, I think, is what really made me realize that I wanted to continue doing it, because we don't have a lot of girls out here. The most we've ever had out is like 5 other girls besides me. So pretty small girls team overall. But when I was early on a team and I could see that, I think that really convinced me that I wanted to pursue it further.
Do you think the numbers are going to be picking up there at Chase County, or kind of hard to tell right now?
I think they're going to continue to grow. I mean, we have a pretty strong junior high program currently. So I think that's going to continue up into high school.
What's it like for your dad to be one of the coaches? I mean, to be right there on the mats coaching it. What, I mean, for the last, what, couple of years, how's that been?
I mean, at first I wasn't sure how that was going to go because, I mean, having a parent as a coach can be kind of difficult sometimes. But, I mean, I think it helped me push myself a lot farther than I thought I could. And, I mean, he's able to really, like, tell me how it is without sugarcoating it.
What are you going to be studying up there at Shadron?
I'm into the RHOP program, so I'm going to go in and study radiology to hopefully be a radiology technician.
Wow. Has that always kind of been what you've a topic you've always grown up with? Hey, I'd like to be in radiology.
I always knew I wanted to go into the medical field somewhere, but I wasn't sure about radiology specifically. I originally got my CNA license and worked at the hospital there, but nursing wasn't really a good fit for me. I think I'm like gonna like radiology a lot more. So
three sport athlete, volleyball during the fall, wrestling in the wintertime, and of course now track and field, your final year in track and field, and girls teams off to a great start. You're back in class C this year with all the girls. You've got sprinters, you've got distance runners, you've got vaulters, you've got jumpers, you've got a little bit of everything for Coach Hawkswell. You feel like, hey, let's get back, let's make a run in class C, see what we can do come state meet.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we have a lot of depth on our team overall, and even like the younger girls. I mean, a lot of younger girls coming up, and I think they're even going to fill our positions when I leave. But yeah, for this year, the relays are looking really strong throughout, like the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8. And then, yeah, in vault, we have two people, I mean, me and another teammate made it to state last year, and so that should be pretty good. And then, yeah, I mean, we just have a lot of depth everywhere. We're really hopeful to see how that goes and hope that we can get up there in the team points this year.
So which do you like better, sprinting or vaulting?
That's so hard. I really do like them both. I mean, I've been doing sprinting ever since I was a freshman, and I just did pole vault last year. I did it in junior high, but I didn't continue to do it until last year, my junior year. And I really picked up on it pretty fast, and it came pretty naturally, and I like it a lot. And I really like the boys and the girls and the support of the pole vault team. I think that's really special, but I also get to sprint with my sister and like other teammates that I really enjoy a lot. And there's nothing like being on a relay and doing that as a team. So I don't really know if I could choose between the two.
You got about a month left in your school year, the days counting by, planning those, you know, graduation parties, stuff like that. Has it been a fast senior year for you, Phil?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just flown by this year, and I can't believe it's coming to an end. And it's really bittersweet because, I mean, I love all my high school sports. And just to think that I'm not going to play, like, volleyball or do track again is pretty sad. But, and, like, all my teammates here and everything. But also, like, I am really excited to move on to the next step of my life.
Have you found out some – they have a pretty good recruiting class? Are there other girls that are going there to Shadron State for wrestling that maybe you've wrestled against that you know of?
I don't know of a lot of them that have committed there recently. There are a lot of out of state, because I know he did a lot of like out of state recruiting and even went to California at a camp to do some recruiting and everything. So hopefully, I think I'm in a room with one of the wrestling girls. So hopefully I get to know and get in contact with some of them this summer just so I can get to know them.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you recently have been participating in some, you know, after season tournaments. I'm sure that's something you've probably been off season tournaments since for the last couple of years, haven't you?
So I just went to the high school nationals, mm-hmm. and that was an experience. I had never been to like a national. Well, I've been to AAU, but this Virginia one was just a lot different. I mean, it was individual, and the AAU ones I've been to have always been dual teams. And that was just a crazy experience. And like seeing other girls from everywhere, like all the other state champions from every other state, was just like the level of competition there was just unmatched to what I've seen before. So that was really cool to see. And I know I'm going to go to the senior all-star duels when that is in June. I think it's beginning of June. And I'm not sure. I thought about trying to compete at Fargo, but I think I'm a little behind on like the freestyle stuff for the qualifying meet is in 2 weeks. So we'll see how that goes. But I am planning to do some freestyle stuff in the summer.
So, yeah, you got a busy summer. I mean, you're not going to be sitting around all the next for the summer months before college. You're going to be keeping pretty busy, aren't you?
Yeah, and especially where I have to learn the freestyle. I mean, it's pretty similar in a lot of ways, but I mean, just picking up on the other rules.